Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome back to our studio Frank Zellini. He is the artistic director of the Mystic River Chorale. Welcome back, Frank.
Thanks, Mike. Always a pleasure.
Nice to have you back with us, and we're going to find out everything we want to know about the Mystic River Chorale. But first off the top, you're here to help people know about a concert that's going to take place on January 14th, 4 o'clock, new starting time, 4 o'clock for some people, for the Mystic River Chorale, at Harkness Chapel in beautiful downtown. It's in New London?
It's in New London on the Connecticut College campus.
Connecticut College. All right. Well, let's catch up with you. What's new and exciting in the world of Frank?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's the holiday season,
holiday season.
And I am just doing my best to keep my head above water with playing gigs and conducting things and choirs and church stuff and trying to have some kind of time with my 7-year-old.
Seven already.
Seven.
Don't I remember when he wasn't seven?
I think you do. He was actually riding shotgun with my wife for the first season that I was accompanist at Mystic. He was probably about 3 or 4 months along.
Wow. There you go. So times change. And the Mystic River Chorale is an organization that's been around for a while. About how many years now, roughly?
This is our 40th season.
40.
Okay. That's right. That's right.
And Mystic River Chorale has been an organization which has always put on some great concerts, and this is, I'm sure, going to be no exception. Tell us a little bit about this one that's coming up.
Yeah, so this January we are singing a neglected but really amazing work, the All Night Vigil number 2 by Pavel Chesnikov. And we're pairing that with a cantata based on the Lord's Prayer by Leos Janacek, his Oče náš.
Okay, and the good news for a lot of people is that it's not a Christmas concert that's going to be next week that they have to try to jam in.
That's right. You know, we intentionally put our concerts out in January so that people have something besides Christmas to sing about at this, darker time of the year.
Right, but it gives everybody a chance to catch their breath before they have to try to squeeze one more thing in. But so that's a good thing. So that's something to look forward to. Tickets are available online.
That's right. You can buy them online or at the door. You can find them at mysticrivercorral.org.
Mysticrivercorral.org. Easy enough to remember. Get out there and support this this great group. All right, let's get to some music and set up the mood a little bit. What do you have for us first?
All right, so this is actually from our January concert of last year. actually, it's January concert of this year. It's Vivaldi, the Gloria, the first two movements. And this is the Mystic River Chorale singing with the Ledyard High School Singers.
Thank you.
ago, great music and performed live by the Mystic River Chorale. Frank, one of the things that's interesting about some programs like this is rarely do we get to hear the group that's actually being talked about, usually because, we're gonna sing Silent Night, but we haven't done it yet, so here's the moment to have an echo choir. But in your case, you've actually got music that the Mystic River Chorale recorded.
Yeah, and that's purely coincidence. This is just very, very convenient.
Well, there you go. And that was last January. This upcoming January 14th, you'll be doing a lot of other things also. And about how many people involved with the chorale at this point?
So right now we're at about 30. We've been steadily rebuilding since the end of COVID, and we've attracted some new voices. There's a lot of, get all ages, but there's a lot of, young blood coming into the group, and it's a very, very good thing.
Yeah, that is a good thing. I mean, it's great to have the veterans around. You know, like I know in my chorus, I'm one of the older people, but it's always nice to see some young blood coming in, and I know we're very fortunate that way, too. Now, the chorus rehearses in Mystic.
That's right. We rehearse in Mystic at Union Baptist Church on Mondays at 7:15.
And is that something that people can kind of pop in and say hello, or how does that work?
They absolutely can pop in and say hello. However, if you're really interested in coming and singing with us, just drop us an email through the link at mysticriverchorale.org.
And then they'll get further instructions, right?
That's right.
Okay. And is membership something that happens a couple times a year, or just once a year, or how does that work?
So typically we'll have new members come in at the beginning of each semester. So once in the fall as we prepare for our January concert, and then again in January as we begin to prepare for our May concert. Mm-hmm. But you can give us a call anytime. You can write us an email anytime, and we'll see, you know, whether or not we can get you in there earlier than that.
Well, this is a perfect time then because, it's... Here we are in mid-December, and January's coming up right around the corner, obviously. So you start rehearsing right off the first of the year?
Not the first of the year. So the concert is January 14th. Then we take a week off that is much needed and well-deserved.
Okay.
And then we will come back the Monday following.
All right. So check it out for the end of January if you're interested in singing with the Mystic River Chorale. Let's get another piece of music in before we take our first break. What will this be?
So, kind of getting into the holiday spirit, this is the choir of King's College, led by Daniel Hyde, in the conductor's rendition of Thou Who Wast Rich Beyond All Splendor.
We'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more.
Thank you.
The Mystic River Chorale is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, pleased to be sitting with Frank Zellini, who is the artistic director of the chorale. And Frank, I always like to question people that put together programs like this. What's the inspiration and how do you come up with what pieces of music you're going to use in a concert?
It's a good question. I know a lot of people who go with themes, you know, poetry about flowers, Shakespearean sonnets, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm usually kind of a grab bag kind of person. It goes with the rest of my very ADHD personality. You know, whatever seems to strike me and flows kind right. of together, maybe kind of not. And typically I'll find myself putting together a program and then making a case for it. This is why this works.
Well, that's a good way to do it, all right? But as artistic director in some groups, they have a committee that they have, you know, they you know, go back and forth. Should we do this? Should we not do this? Does this fit our voices? Doesn't fit our voices? That type of thing. But in your case, you're pretty much... You're the one that knows whether it's going to fit or not, right?
Well, we have a committee that actually will sort of advise, suggest, consent sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And typically, they will bring me ideas that I never had, repertoire I've never heard, new composers. And that's always really fantastic. And then ultimately, I end up making the call just based on, you know, my knowledge of the voices and the ensemble's capabilities and all of that. But it is a collaborative effort.
Excellent. Well, that's a good thing. It gets everybody involved in the decision making. We're talking about a concert that's going to be held on January 14th, 4 o'clock at Harkness Chapel, Connecticut College in downtown New London, Connecticut. And let's continue along with the program. What piece of music do you have next?
All right. This is Paul Manz's Advent staple, Even So, Lord Jesus, Quickly Come. And this is the choir I grew up in singing, the choir of the First Presbyterian Church in the city of New York. That's a mouthful. Led by William Entrekin.
Please.
You mentioned that was your old church in New York, in New York City?
That's right.
And is that, you grew up in New York City?
I grew up in New York City. I went to...
You seem like such a normal person.
Yeah, you just watch me drive.
Okay. Yeah, so school and everything in the city, or when did you...
So I went from New York City, and then at 17, I moved to the middle of no place in Ohio to study at Oberlin. So it was a little bit of a culture shock to go from, you know, Manhattan to a town with two stop signs and maybe one traffic light.
Right, right. Well, I have several friends, believe it or not, that went to Oberlin.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
and they're involved in music. One is the music director at Lincoln School in Providence. Mm-hmm. Another one teaches at Wheeler School. And so, you know, Oberlin's not that bad a place. But growing up in the city, did that influence your music choices, do you think, because it's such an eclectic place?
It probably did. You know, that was the choir that we just heard. That was the choir I grew up in singing in. And, you know, they're very well-recorded, well-traveled, well-regarded. And, you know, that was just my local church choir. So that's where I think I developed a taste for choral music, organ music. And that's ultimately where I ended up studying until I went to university.
Did you play piano at that point or any instrument?
I started piano with a really cool jazz guy. His name was and still is Eli Yeaman. And he imparted to me just this wonderful attitude towards music, that it's never a competition. It should always be a joy, no matter how good you are at it or how much improvement your playing still could withstand.
Right.
But it's always about bringing the joy of the music to not only the listener, but the player and the singer as well.
So a jazz musician, but you stayed in the more classical end of it.
Yeah, he was our downstairs neighbor, actually, just two floors below our apartment. And, you know, he started teaching me some Thelonious Monk by ear and stuff like that. And then one day I said, well, I want to play Baroque music. I was fascinated by organs and harpsichords and all that stuff. And he says, wow, man, let's do it.
Oh, there you go. There you go. It takes a lot. All right, let's go with what we have next for the listeners.
And next up
is our track number 6.
That's right. We have a setting of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star by Daniel Elder. And this is the Mystic River Chorale.
Twinkle, 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 twin
Frank, we have time for one more piece before we take our next break. What will it be?
All right. This is Mark Miller's setting of I Believe, and this is the Mystic River Chorale.
So this is a different I Believe than was popular back in the 60s, correct?
I think it might be.
Yeah, all right. We'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more. Mystic River Chorale is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm sitting with Frank Zolini, who is the artistic director of the chorale. I'm Mike Mano, and we're talking about a concert that's going to be held on January 14th, 4 o'clock, at Harkness Chapel at Connecticut College. And Frank, we have quite a bit of music to go, so... Other than that, we want to make sure people know they can still buy tickets, right?
That's right. You can buy tickets on our website, mysticriverchorale.org.
Okay, you can check that out and find out more information. And I want you to tell us about these next two pieces that you're going to put together.
So this is a little sneak peek of our program in January, doing the Chesnikov All-Night Vigil. And this is the... third and second movements, putting them a little out of order. This is the Blazhen Muj, Blessed is the Man, and the Sviete Tichy, the Gladsome Light. And this is the voices of St. John's and Cambridge University Chamber Choir under Graham Walker.
Thank you.
We have one more piece of music to go, but before we do that, Frank, I want to thank you so much for coming in and bringing your music to our audience. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Likewise, Mike.
And I know that when you put these programs together, as we talked about earlier, you kick around some ideas with the committee and so forth and come up with what might be interesting, but there are other people involved and there are other groups that help keep the Mystic River Chorale going. So let's just thank some of those people.
Well, that's right. A good deal of our operating budget comes through various grants, and we want to make sure that we thank the Connecticut Department of Economic and Community Development, their Office of the Arts, and Centerville Bank.
Centerville Bank. All right. Well, that's a good thing that they're out there helping you out. And I know that all the people involved in Mystic River Chorale are enjoying this time of year where it's not too crazy for them. However, you do have a performance tomorrow night, right?
That's right, we do. We're performing at the Mystic Noank Library, and just a collection of holiday and Christmas music.
Okay, so, there may not be any tickets left, but if there are, I'll bet if somebody was willing to pay $1,000, they could get in.
Oh, I bet they get right in there.
And if you care to make any other year-end gift, this is a great organization to do that. Go online and check out the website. I'm sure you can find a place to donate right there.
That's right, at mysticriverchorale.org.
All right. What's this last piece of music you have for us, Frank?
All right. This last piece comes from Mystic River Chorale's spring concert from this last year. And I'm not exactly sure what I was doing programming a Christmas piece at that point, but it felt like the right thing. This is John Gardner's setting of Tomorrow Should Be My Dancing Day.
Excellent. Thanks again for coming in. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.